mobile.
KO4RSM, mobile and listen.
Oscar Romeo Sierra Mike in there. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Good morning.
At all except for the mic is in November. Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Sierra November. Good morning. What's left of it?
The pocketbook's a lot lighter because I just went to the grocery store. So anyway, name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I'm over here in the Spartanburg area, Spartanburg County. Just leaving the grocery store and headed home.
Thanks, Drew. And yeah, I know the feeling. We just did ours on Sunday, and it hurts worse and worse every time. But I've ever talked personally. I've talked to most of the regulars on here. I think you're one of the few holdouts. But it has been about 3 months since I've been able to get on the radio. I've got a new vehicle, and it took me a while to find the time to put the radio back in this car.
Yeah, I'm one of the ones down here a lot when I'm mobile, but you also sound like you're in an area that's getting flaky, too, because you're breaking up a lot. I got most of that, but sounds like you're out there in the distant area where it's in a lot of trees or something, because I know I get that problem too, so, and in various and sundry areas, but anyway, Andrew, yeah, I've heard you on here before, but, and I get on here and I talk with Tom and I talk with Jerry and I talk with some of the others too, so, and Dave and Dave and all of the Daves that are on here from time to time, so, yeah, I don't keep it on a lot, because I do a lot of other things when I'm at home and between computers and photography and radio at home. I'm on HF a lot, so that's about what I do these days. And I'll W2T Mobile, go ahead.
I'm down in Anderson, so I think line of sight repeater to where I'm at, about dead on 50 miles. But yeah, I remember, because I remember when I first heard your call sign, it was a bit of a tongue twister with the WU, and I have random thoughts like this sometimes, but I thought you could shorten it up and just call it Triple U, 2 Tango.
It's Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, or as some of my friends say, I'm wound up too tight.
I remember the first time I heard it, I missed the U because of the WU. And I was like, man, I've heard some 4-character call signs, but I don't know if I've heard any 3s.
The 3s that live in this area, I know and talk to them often. And all they get on HF more than they do on 2 meters and all. But there are a few 3s that live in this area. And I'm a 4-lander from the word go, but I was looking for a call to word used for CW. And there weren't any 1x2s or 2x1s that were available in the fourth call area. So I went looking outside, and this one turned out to be a good CW call. It's tongue twister to say, but it is a good CW call when you're wanting it, and you can pretty well get through, and people pick you up pretty quick. So I like that part about it. So that's why I've got it. So anyway, and trailing along here, W2T Mobile. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm heading to Lowe's right now. I got some home projects. I'm off work for the next 3 days. My grandfather passed away 2 days ago, and so we're working on getting funeral arrangements. And it was an expected thing. He's 95 years old. He had told my dad last week that he had a trip to the hospital, and he's been in a nursing home for quite a while, and just decaying health. And told my dad last week that that was going to be his last trip to the hospital. He was done fighting it. He wanted to go home to be with his wife, and he was ready. So anyway, I'm out for the next 3 days, and while I'm out, I'm just kind of taking care of a few home things that I hadn't had time to take care of. But is my is my signal doing any better? I think my neighborhood, I hit a hole, and that's why I was probably bad there for a minute.
Yeah, most of the scratching has went away, and all. So Anderson's within the range of this repeater. In fact, this repeater will carry you down 85 almost to the Georgia line, so, and it'll go down 26 almost to Newberry down that way. I've been both ways. I'm going to drop into a little bit of a hole over here around the road I'm on that goes over towards my house, because it's got a lot of heavy tree growth along the sides of this one area. Dips down in a hole, and then all the trees covered up, so you don't get an FM signal out of here very much. So I'll be back in just a minute. W2T.
24 RSM for ID.
Back to where I'm readable again. But now there's a place where a creek goes underneath the road and the bridge and everything, and the trees are all growing up around it, and they're fully leaved right now. It's an area where there's no one living on the property, so it's undeveloped and everything. Of course, a lot of the area over where I live is being developed nowadays. So. Oh, well, anyway, and I'm sorry for your loss, your family loss, that sometimes it puts them in a good place, and better place than where they were. So my wife was like that when she passed away 10 years ago. She was not doing well, and when she passed, it was good. Because you've been in a better place and everything. So, been there, done that, had friends that have lost parents and everything, but I'm 75 years old, so I just take it day by day.
Yeah, I mean, you want them to stick around as long as possible, but then at some point it becomes more selfish on your part than it does, you know, anything else. So, as I say, it's not, you know, it was an unexpected thing, so we're sad, but we're happy about it. But yeah, talking about the distance of the repeater, I must have had something when I was on my previous vehicle. I must have had something wrong and something going on, because I had a roof-mounted NMO. I basically had the most ideal setup you could have had: center of the roof, drilled and everything. Made sure everything was grounded good. But for the life of me, I could not receive this repeater at all, hardly anywhere in Anderson. And right now, I'm changing up some things again. I'm going back to a drilled roof mount, but right now I'm just on a trunk lift mount. And I haven't had anywhere in Anderson that I can't pick it up very, very well. So I must have had something going on in that other vehicle, because this is a much more compromised setup, but it seems to be doing so much better.
Bank mount on my roof, and quarter wave antenna, but I've got a good antenna, good cable that brings it down to the radio. So, you know, it all works out good, and comes with a, gets it so that I've got a good connection and everything. But I bought a replacement antenna here when I went up to the Ham Fest up in North Carolina here recently, because I needed an antenna. My other one, but coax and everything was going bad on the antenna. I had some bad spots in it, in its connection, so it worked out better. And this one seems to be doing an excellent job for me. Anyway, well, I'm about back to the house, Andrew, and you have a safe day working on your projects. Be careful. And I've got to go unload groceries now. And since I'm basically only got a hand and a half, because I've got a wrist brace on my left hand right now because of my arthritis, and can't do a lot of heavy lifting, so I got to figure out how to get in bottles of soda, bottles of tea, and things like that, too. So talk to you later. KO4. RSN, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango 73.
Steve, it was good talking to you, good finally talking to you after a few months of hearing you and just never been able to make contact. So glad I was finally able to make contact with you. But you take care of yourself for the rest of the day, and I'm pulling up in Lowe's myself, so it was a good time, and then I'll try and catch you further on down the line. KO4, RSN, I'll be clear as well.
SJC mobile. For SJC, anyone copy?
JSC, I believe it was. KO4 HGX.
4 Sierra Juliet Charlie, N4 SJC. Come back with the call sign, KO4 HDX.
HDX, KO4 HKX, Hotel Kilo X-ray.
KX, good morning to you. Steven here, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo November. I'm not sure what kind of audio you got on me. Just running a little FT-60 Yaesu handheld with a mini mag that I thought I just broke because I was wanting to go through the car wash and remove the top of the mag off the truck. The antenna came off of my hand and the little grommet still on the truck, so I had to super glue it. So hopefully the audio is okay. N4 SJC.
You're doing okay, especially for a HT. You're a little scratchy and in and out a little bit, but you're good.
Appreciate the report there. And which repeater? I'm from Columbia. I'm on vacation this week here visiting my daughter. The 610, I get confused. Is this Caesar's Head?
And it is Caesar's Head.
820, which one's 820? Is that Paris Mountain?
You are correct. That is Paris Mountain.
Which one gets more activity?
No, right now gets the most activity.
Okay, QSL. You having a good morning so far?
Yes, sir. Just out here running my tool route, making the rounds.
QSL. Well, you're sounding good. What kind of radio are you on?
KO4HKX. I am on a TMD710GA, the Kenwood.
I love that radio. Very nice. Great audio. Devil's got a great receiver, too, on it. I'm thinking right. Yep, 5.9, no problem. Very strong.
Radio's done me real well, so I'm happy with it. And as far as I know, I don't hear anybody complaining about the audio on it, so I'm assuming it's good.
So when you say that word Kenwood and bad audio, Kenwood and great audio just kind of go together. I sure missed my 430 I had years ago. But getting ready to buy an FTM-400. I'm kind of turning into a Yaesu nut. And an FTDX-10 is the next one when I get my general. So there you go.
For the Yaesu either, I've got a 991A at the house, and that's what I use as my base station. So I've got plenty of either one, and the big three all work really well for me.
Yeah, a little shack in the box is all faithful. Yeah, I'm thinking about that 991 Alpha. A lot of guys tell me they really enjoy it. And the only reason I'm looking at the FTDX-10 is the receiver. I think I might the most. There you go. Thanks for coming back to the call, and I'll be listening. I'm just doing a couple errands here around Fun Verde and Lawrence Road, QSL.
Well, glad to have you up here this week. I live up in North Carolina, in Brevard, North Carolina. I run my tool route down here every day, so I'm on the repeater quite often. So you be safe out there. I'm going to jump off. I'm at my next stop, and good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
If you hear me out there, just come on back to me. November 4, Sierra, Juliet, Charlie. We'll be clear.
New Tango listening.
For SJC, we got a copy on you. Go ahead.
At home and listening in to see what was going on, and I'll just throw my call out there. So anyway, I'm just sitting here at the computer, got a bunch of things to do. So thanks for coming back to me. W2T, at least I'm getting out.
Give them it all. Good signal, good audio. And the name on this is Steve. We're mobile. We're downtown. Downtown Greenville, QSL. November 4, Sierra Juliet Charlie, N4 SJC.
All right, well, good to meet you. And N4 SJC, W2T. My name's Rusty. And I'm sitting over here at home and more. Catch you later. Let me get back to what I was going to do here. W2T.
Well, thanks for the short. Q7, enjoyed it there. Have yourself a wonderful day, N4 SJC.